Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more.
The previous five episodes, we've talked about the different skills you need to be successful academically. We talked about self-regulation, planning and organization, and speed reading and mind mapping and memorization. But these are all very much aimed at learning stuff the way it is. And that's actually one of the functions of the school system, to learn the right way, even though it at least is important to learn how to think for yourself. Well, there's an entire suite of thinking, critical thinking, creative thinking, and all these different forms of thinking that help you tackle new problems. So not just regurgitate what's been told to you, but actually come up with new answers. And this was actually also a life-changing event. Finding Win Wenger. It actually happened after watching a television series called The Pretender. And The Pretender was talking about a guy who could, you know, become anybody and learn any new, you know, skill or job. And he would just like be successful at it. And I found on the internet a guy who was actually breaking down the skills that he was using. And one of the things that came up was a researcher called Win Wenger. And Win Wenger, you know, he got his PhD somewhere in the 70s or in the 80s, I think. And he was doing research into, can human intelligence be raised? And it turned out the answer is yes, you can increase somebody's IQ in a reasonably reliable manner. The thing is, it didn't change anything else in your life. You're good at, you know, you're getting better at taking IQ tests, but it does not actually make you better at being able to solve problems in the real world. So his next venture, and he spent the rest of his life on it, in Project Renaissance, in how to use the intelligence you've got. And one of his slogans was, you are brighter than you think. And one of the most important things there is to get out of your rut in thinking. We all have our own rut, our own kind of like stuck little track that we're stuck in, where we find our answers. And that is actually serving as well. One of the gurus also when it comes to creativity is Edward de Bono, who's actually a professor in logic, and he is doing creativity. So he's taking a very rational approach to creativity, but that's also kind of helpful because it explains a lot of things. He says the reason that our brain tends to get into a rut is because it makes living and thinking so much more efficient. Let's say that you're standing in front of your, you know, in your wardrobe and you're looking at all your clothes. If you every morning would start wondering, like, what would happen if I would put my underwear on my head and, you know, my sweaters on my feet? You could do that, but that would make that with, you know, I think 40 pieces of clothing, you get like a gazillion, gabillion number of combinations that are possible. So by staying in the rut of, you know, trousers go on legs and, you know, sweaters go on, you know, your chest, you simplify your life. And you bring back the almost unlimited amount of options that is always available to a limited amount of options. The thing is, we start believing it at some point, and we don't see alternative anymore. So creative thinking is a structured way of going outside of your rut. So an example that I often give is, imagine that you have a set way to go from A to B. You moved into a new town and you ask somebody, you know, how to get to the supermarket. And you ask somebody on the street and they're like, oh, you're new here. So it's actually kind of complicated because it's a lot of left and right. So I'll just point them to the main road and they just go along the main road and they'll get to the supermarket. It's three times further to go there, but it's so much easier to explain. So they explain it to you and you go to the supermarket, and actually through life, for the next 6 months, every time you go to the supermarket, you take the long route. Until at some point, you know, you're going to the supermarket, but you're like, hey, I'm first going to visit John and then I'm going to go to the supermarket. And now I type it into Google Maps or do something else. And now suddenly Google Maps tells me, hey, wait, you know, if you're going to go to John and then go to the supermarket, this is actually a shorter route. So now I'm forced off of my rut, the answer that came in a very specific time, in a very specific context, and it's forcing me to do something different. But now I'm finding out there's a different way to the supermarket. And this might become my new way because it's faster and there's less traffic and there's all kinds of reasons why this might be a better solution. So one of the techniques is called force fitting. What if this problem was a tree? You know, explain to me why the different qualities of the problem come across as the qualities of a tree. So now I'm forced to completely look at the problem in a different way, and I cannot go back to my rut. It's forcing me into a different thinking pattern. Well, this is obviously a way simplified example, and there is, again, days and days of training. And if you're interested in it, you should really check out our courses and our training materials. But just the thought that creative thinking is an important skill to learn. Like, how does that resonate with you? Do you understand that? Are you able to come up with new ideas? Some, you know, adults, some kids are naturally great at it, and they actually struggle with the structured part of it. On the other end, I've seen, you know, kids and adults who actually are really good at structured learning and analytical learning if everything is completely within the box. But if they come up with a new problem or have to come up with a new solution, they don't know what to do. Well, then creative problem solving, or CPS, is actually a very interesting technique to look at. So I hope this, you know, expanded your mind a little bit about ways you can look at thinking and learning, and ways you can look at the different skills that help you turn potential into academic success. Curious to hear what you think? You know, leave a comment on social media, and I'm happy to answer any questions there.
If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.